This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. New developments in Afghanistan. Local sources confirm that the Taliban have taken over Jalalabad, the capital of Nangarhar province, leaving Kabul, the nation's capital, as the only major city in Afghanistan under government control. Eyewitnesses said Taliban had taken over the governor's office and the police headquarters by Sunday morning. Various reports said security forces were also retreating from other districts of Nangarhar province, which borders Pakistan and holds one of the key border crossings into Pakistan. The speed of the Taliban offensive has shocked both the locals and the international community, while violence in the country has been high since 2020 after the Taliban signed a deal with the United States. The latest campaign against Afghan cities has been unexpectedly fast. The Taliban gains started with the capital of Nimroz on Friday, capital of Nimroz province, that is, Friday, August 6th. 9 days later, they have surrounded Kabul from all sides. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani, in a recorded message Saturday, told the nation he was consulting with both national and international players on the situation, which he called an imposed war. Reuters is reporting that Uzbekistan has detained 84 Afghan military servicemen who crossed the border on Saturday. The Uzbek government in Tashkent announced the detentions and said another group of soldiers had amassed near a border checkpoint on the Afghan side. Reuters says Afghan servicemen crossed the border into Uzbekistan and Tajikistan in a similar way last month when they retreated from the Taliban insurgents' offensive, which has accelerated in recent days. You can keep up on this swiftly developing story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News.